This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Hello, my name is David Pulteney. I'm presbyter in the Dunedin Methodist Parish. You can find us at Mornington Church on Galloway Street, Glenavon on Chambers Street, and in Mosdeal on Dwarden Road. We have close relationships with the Tongan Methodists at St. Deorda and the Fijians at Mornington. Mornington is on YouTube. You can check out Mornington services by looking at the Mornington Methodist YouTube channel. On this last Sunday before Lent, we observe Transfiguration Sunday and remember a story of how, for a moment, some disciples of Jesus saw him in a whole new light. Let us begin with Contemplation by New Zealand writer Anne Powell. Being still, we breathe in. We breathe out. We breathe in. We breathe out. We gather. We let go of the husks of the day. We go down to the curve of rainbow. The gold of silence enfolds us in her deep self. This is a prayer of praise from the Iona community. O God, you summon the day to dawn. You teach the morning to waken the earth. Great is your name, great is your love. For you the valleys shall sing for joy, and the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Great is your name, great is your love. For you the monarchs of the earth shall bow, the poor and persecuted shall shout for joy. Great is your name, great is your love. Your love and mercy shall last forever, fresh as the morning, sure as the sunrise. Great is your name, great is your love. And this is a sonnet by Malcolm Deet, a reflection on our gospel today. For that one moment, in and out of time, on that one moment, mountain where all moments meet, the daily veil that covers the sublime in darkling glass fell dazzled at his feet. There were no angels full of eyes and wings, just living glory full of grace and truth. The love that dances at the heart of things shone out upon us from a human face. And to that light, the light in us leaped up. We felt it quicken somewhere deep within, a sudden blaze of long-extinguished hope, trembled and tingled through the tender skin. Nor can this blackened sky, this darkened star, eclipse that glimpse of how things really are. Our first hymn today is Be Thou My Vision.
Thank you.
they saw his glory. It was him, the carpenter and the teacher, the one they followed, the one they knew. And it was more than him, and more than the one they knew. His face changed. His clothes shone lightning bright. He walked out and talked with Moses and Elijah, lawgiver and prophet, heroes of their faith. And then they heard God speak, "This is my Son, whom I have chosen. Listen to him." God sees our glory. It's me, it is you, the carpenter or plumber, carer or clerk, the me and you we know. Yet it is more than that. God sees the creation and knows what can be, changed and lightning bright, as we walk with Jesus, do his work, follow his way. We too may hear God speak, "This is my Son. This is my daughter whom I have chosen. Come share my glory." Amen. So wherever we are, ask ourselves if we are observant, aware, open to glimpses of the sacred, to moments of insight. Ever-changing God, sometimes we plod on, head down, watching our feet, missing the glimpses of glory. Ever-changing God, breaking through into the mundane grayness of our lives to make all things new, lift up our eyes to see your glory, to be taken into the granted intimacy of human loving and the persistent courage of day-to-day struggle and the renewal of green growth after winter and new insight that stretches our imagination. Lift up our eyes to see the wonder and mystery of your presence beckoning through the very day glimpses of grace. Amen. I invite you to say the Lord's Prayer with me. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We pray to cultivate a vision of the world, of life itself as charged with light, that in everything we might cultivate a sense of the sacred, a lively sense that our every moment carries an invitation to enter deeper into the truth. This is our intention. This is our prayer. Amen. Our next hymn is "The Lord's My Shepherd."
I
Reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verses 2 to 9. After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him and led them up a high mountain where they were all alone. Then he was transfigured before them. His clothes became dazzling white, whiter than anyone in the world could bleach them. And there appeared before them Elijah and Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what to say, he was so frightened. Then a cloud appeared and covered them, and a voice came from the cloud, "This is my Son, whom I love. Listen to him." Suddenly, when they looked around, they no longer saw anyone with them, except Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus gave them orders not to tell anyone that what they'd seen until the Son of Man was risen from the dead. As a small child, I remember my mother had a couple of things I was fascinated by. One of these was a music box, the other was a kaleidoscope. Remember those? I've not seen one for years. You look through the eyepiece at brightly coloured pieces of glass, forming patterns with each twist of the device. Occasionally these patterns would be beautiful, but one twist and it fell away for something new to emerge. It never seemed to be the same twice. Today we heard how Peter, John and James had their own kaleidoscope moment. They go for a walk with Jesus. The text says up a high mountain. In Christian tradition, the site of today's gospel is Mount Tabor. To call it a high mountain is a bit of poetic license. It's a fair-sized hill. Walking up it would be like walking up Saddle Hill on a Sunday afternoon. Somewhere on the hill, Jesus was transfigured. Before them, his clothes became a dazzling white, whiter than any bleach, any detergent could ever do. He showed forth glory. And if that wasn't enough, Jesus had company, Moses and Elijah. Moses, who had entered the cloud of the divine presence on Sinai, and when he descended, his face shone. Elijah, as we heard in our first reading, if we had the Old Testament reading today, we'd hear about how he was lifted to heaven. And by tradition, at the Passover meal, a place is set for Elijah as his return heralds the coming of the Messiah in Jewish thought. In all the awe, all the strangeness of the moment, Peter asked Jesus if they should run up 3 tents, one each for Jesus, Moses, and Elijah. The text then goes on to say, Peter did not know what he was saying. Well, of course he didn't. Who would? This is a kind of compensation, a retreat into a familiar routine to try and make some sense of the utter strangeness of it all. If Peter were a New Zealand Christian, I imagine he might offer to make some tea. And then suddenly it was over. Jesus was just Jesus again, their very ordinary friend. Had they really seen Moses and Elijah? Surely this was a wild daydream. They went down the mountain. Whatever was going through their minds, the first words we have on the downhill leg are from Jesus. He ordered them to tell no one what they'd seen until the Son of Man was risen from the dead. What the text is a reading back into the story of the life of Jesus, a declaration of resurrection faith. It's a spoiler. We know how the story ends. Why are we hearing it today? This is the last of those Sundays that are labelled Sundays after Epiphany. We began with 3 wise men following a star to pay homage to Jesus, and now we have this moment on a hill, and it seems that Jesus participates in some way in the very nature and being of God. On these and every Sunday in between, we are presented with 2 questions. Who is Jesus? What does this mean to us? I think that it's hugely significant that we're presented with this story on the Sunday before Lent begins. From this moment, the Gospel narrative is of Jesus journeying towards Jerusalem, towards his death. Today's glimpse of glory strengthens us for what we know is to come. Transfiguration reminds us that the present moment is not the whole story. We believe pain can be transformed, and love can shine a light into our most ordinary and our darkest places. Amen. Let us pray. In prayer we realise our connection to each other, though we've possibly never met any other person listening today. To all people, to all things, and we pray in love. We pray with thankfulness for our moments of insight, for when a light is shone, for when we found new truth, new purpose, and new meaning. We pray for those we love and share our lives with. We pray for peace. In the last week, we have celebrated Waitangi Day in the origins of our nation. We pray that the partnership expressed on that day be honoured. This week, we heard news that King Charles has cancer. We pray for him. And we remember that many thousands of people that day will have had that diagnosis. Pray for them and their families too. We make these and all our prayers in the name of Jesus, in whom God is expressed in human life. Amen. Our final hymn today is Now Thank We All Our God.
Now thank we all our God with hearts and hands and voices, who wondrous things hath done, in whom his work rejoices, who from our mother's arms hath blessed us on our way with countless gifts of love, and still is us today.
Our final thought is a poem by R.S. Thomas. He was a priest of the church in Wales, the Anglican Communion in Wales. He was also an ardent Welsh nationalist, and one of his griefs is that he just couldn't write poetry in Welsh. But his English poetry, perhaps to his annoyance, was lovely. This is Bright Field. I have seen the sun break through to illuminate a small field for a while, and gone my way, and forgotten it. But that was the pearl of great price, the one field that had treasure in it. I realize now that I must give up all that I have to possess it. Life is not hurrying on to a receding future, nor hankering after an imagined past. It is the turning aside like Moses to the miracle of the lit bush, to a brightness that seemed as transitory as your youth once, but is the eternity that awaits you. May we listen to God in creation's beauty and wonder. May we listen to Jesus in the words that are recorded. May we listen to the Holy Spirit speaking to us in our world. And may God bless us with hope and courage all our nights and all our days. Amen. I invite you to share the grace with me, to say it wherever you are. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. Thank you.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.